The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
To the Eric Metaxas Show.
It's the show that answers the questions, could you milk a cockroach?
By the way, cockroach milk is really yummy. Some would even say nummy.
This announcement has been brought to you by the Cockroach Dairy Council.
And now the man who once wrangled cockroaches for a living in Kansas City, Eric Metaxas.
It's uncanny that Todd knows that about me. Uncanny, I tell you. Albin, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Well, since you're the producer, you have no choice.
Okay, yeah.
You have no choice. You got
to
be here.
You forced me to sit down across from you.
Well, and I'm the host, so I'm forced to be here, too.
Okay.
Listen, I don't want to be here any more than you do, but we've just got to get through it together.
Fair
you know what
enough,
I'm saying?
Fair
okay.
enough.
We've got a lot to cover today. First of all, in a couple of minutes, today we're talking with Brian Fisher of the Human Coalition, used to be Online for Life. He deals with the life issue and the Unborn, tremendous organization. So that's we're talking to him today. And then in hour two today, hold on to your hats.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't mean that literally. I mean in an hour, we're talking to the great John Rankin.
Yes.
The Reverend John Rankin. Folks.
He's coming into the studio.
People write in to the program about a number of our guests. We get a lot of mentions about John Zmirak, Hugh Ross, and always John Rankin.
Yes.
He's unique. I can't think of anybody like him who is able to speak so brilliantly and so clearly, but with the love of God in when he's dealing with his ideological opponents. It's really remarkable.
Mm-hmm, yes.
And so people need to know him, and I hope people will support him because what he's doing, I can't think of anybody doing what John Rankin is doing. His website is teii.org. T-E-I-I.
Yes. So,
anyway,
yes.
That's hour two today.
Hour two.
Okay, now we've got a lot to cover.
Oh, we do.
First of all, we don't want to forget to talk about Metaxas Super. Metaxas Super is the premium version of the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm going to talk about that in a minute. Before that, I want to mention Hillsdale College. We were doing a promotion for Hillsdale. Hillsdale College is one of the few colleges in America, and I mean the few. There's just a tiny handful that have not allowed themselves to fall off of the table into progressive PC insanity. It really is dramatic. Most people who watched what happened at Yale University a couple of years ago, where the Dean Christakis got cursed out by some punk kid. I mean, it really is stunning that they allow that. I mean, I just think to myself, you know, you should be expelled instantly. But they – civility, respect for authority of any kind, which ought to be basic, you know, so that we can still disagree but to have respect. It's just out the window at a lot of colleges. So Hillsdale is one of these very rare places where it's not. So I want to tell you that if you want to find out more about Hillsdale, you can go to MetaxasForHillsdale.com. MetaxasForHillsdale.com. And I have to say this. This is the shocking thing. They have an honor code at Hillsdale. All the freshmen, this is the honor code. It says, a Hillsdale College student is honorable in conduct, honest in word and deed, dutiful in study and service, and respectful of the rights of others. Through education, the student rises to self-government. That is just huge. It's huge. Go to MetaxasForHillsdale.com. Check it out. Everybody should know about it. It's like the King's College in New York. They're just a handful of places.
That's right.
So check out MetaxasForHillsdale.com. Okay, now we come to the issue of Metaxas Super. Albin?
Yes.
I'm excited.
I know you are.
We've got cameras in the studio. Now, we are not filming every show yet.
No,
we're not filming this show, for example.
We're getting up to speed, as
but
they
we're,
say.
But we're getting up to speed.
As NASCAR
if you sign
say.
Up. Oh, by the way,
uh-huh.
Holy cow, we can't forget this.
What?
The $2.99 price.
Oh, yeah, third.
$2.99 per month. It is your price for the year if you sign up before the end of this month.
That's right.
Ladies and gentlemen.
And it's a short month. So
this is a very –
this is not this a is, leap year.
This is literally the
either.
Shortest month in any year ever.
Mm.
28 short days.
Mm.
We're already a number of days into that. What's today? The 6th? The 7th?
The 7th. Yeah.
Okay. So we're a quarter done.
Okay.
25% done. That's so right. I just want to be really clear that if you sign up this month, you get these – this is – these words sound like weasel words, but they're 100% true. This is the low half-price introductory offer, $2.99 a month. That's less than one thin dime per day.
That's right.
And if you're not willing to spend a thin dime to get high-quality video and commercial-free podcasting, how about that?
Yes.
Commercial-free podcasting. You're going on your run. You don't want to listen to commercials? Well, you pay a thin dime up front, and you're done with the commercials.
That's right. Yeah. So, and we are adding things all the time. We're starting with the commercial-free portion. Then we're going to have video. We have some funny sketches.
Well, we already have some video, but the point is we're going to have video every single day. And if you're signed up to Metaxas Super, and you got to go to the website, MetaxasTalk.com. If you go to MetaxasTalk.com, you see all the information. But if you sign up for Metaxas Super, you get commercial-free podcasts, you get the video version of this show and all kinds of other extra stuff. And by the way, if you go to the website, I keep forgetting to mention this. We forgot about this. It's kooky. We are offering something. People have said that that if they like to come visit us in the studio, right? And we think that's a nice idea, but it's a small studio and we can't really afford to do that. So the only time we've been able to do that is when people, they give $1,000 to an organization or something like that. We've said, you can come in with your whole family and hang out in the studio and this and that. Well, we decided to entice people to sign up for Metaxas Super. We have made available for also the half price. It's $500 for the entire family, right? So if you go to Metaxas Super, you will see that if you sign up for $500, and you have to listen to see what you get because otherwise it sounds like nothing, you get like hats, T-shirts.
Yeah, I think a signed copy of one of your books.
It's a special family package, right? So you get – this is a two-year membership, right? So it's not 1 year. It's the two-year membership plus a signed copy of If You Can Keep It. Two Eric Metaxas Show hats, which there's, by the way, there's no way to buy them. Cannot buy them.
We are not selling
Two Eric Metaxas Show hats, two Eric Metaxas Show T-shirts, two Eric Metaxas Show mugs. So anyway, you get all that stuff plus a meet and greet with us in the studio. If you want to come, if you come to New York and you want to bring your family to the studio to hang out, and you want to mess the place up.
Oh boy!
Maybe your kids are, you know, they have a problem with vandalism. Right. You come in here,
smash some
you
guitars,
you can bust up the equipment, and nobody's going to say nothing.
Not a word.
Because you just flip your badge. It says Metaxas Super Family Package.
You can
bust up the equipment all you want. If you don't bust up the equipment, we prefer that.
That's right.
But you can visit with us.
We'll
in
save
the studio.
It for the next person who visits.
We'll give you bologna sandwiches, whatever you need.
If you want them.
I love the idea that families are coming to New York and they can all come and visit us. They can sit while we're doing the show, right?
That's right.
James is our engineer. James, do you mind? You're a nice guy. He's a nice guy. Eric Hansen, our engineer, is a nice guy. They don't mind. So you can come here and you can hang out. So that's the special family package. In case I know there's somebody thinking that might be a fun thing to do if we go to New York. So remember that if you sign up for that, you're getting two hats, two shirts. We'll give you five shirts if you need the five shirts.
Well,
that's not a problem.
When you get here, we can give you extra.
That's right.
Yeah.
If you can produce the children, we can produce the shirts. But we got the hats, we got the shirts, we got the mugs, and we get the signed book. And you get to visit us in the studio. And, of course, don't forget, it's a two-year membership to Metaxas Super. And so anyway, I just want people to know the details because people have been writing us and asking these questions. So if you sign up before the end of the month, it's $2.99 per month for the year. If you sign up after March 1st, it goes up to the normal price of $5.99. So it's two thin dimes a day.
Yeah.
But that's commercial-free podcasting. That's the video stuff. And that's all the other extras.
Right.
We're filming videos.
We're working on it.
We're working on some fun stuff.
Getting up the speed.
We've got some. Okay, so when we come back, we're talking about the life issue today. With Brian Fisher, He's just great, and Human Coalition is fantastic. And then in hour two, don't forget John Rankin. He's just about the best. So,
he is.
Okay. So, and by the way, our website, MetaxasTalk.com, you can go there, MetaxasTalk.com, and click on the Metaxas Super, and you can get this limited introductory offer. We'll be right back.
For so long, I'd had that little hidden sin. It was a secret, and no one knew. So I'd convince myself it really wasn't hurting anyone, but what if my wife or kids found out? Harmless? It would have ruined me. The problem was, who could I talk to? I needed someone I could confide in, but this was so personal. Who could I trust?
He found someone to trust, and so can you. We're Faithful Counseling, the world's largest platform for faith-based professional counseling. All of our licensed and experienced counselors are qualified and certified by the state board, and many are trained in addiction counseling. But more importantly, we share your Christian values. Available 24/7 by text, messaging, phone, and video conferencing, all from the comfort of your own home. Try it for the first week free by going to faithfulcounseling.com and use the invite code word TRUST. That's faithfulcounseling.com and use the invite code word TRUST to get your first week free. Faithful Counseling, we're here when you need us.
Network with thousands of Christian media professionals, ministry representatives, pastors, and business leaders at Proclaim 18, the NRB International Christian Media Convention, February 27th through March 2nd in Nashville, Tennessee. Hear speakers including Kay Arthur, Rick Warren, Eric Metaxas, Luis Palau, Joel Rosenberg, Jim Caviezel, MyPillow founder Mike Lindell, and dozens more. Gain valuable insights by attending one or more of the convention's six industry session tracks, where industry leaders will speak on digital media, radio, TV, church media, film and entertainment, and international ministry. Experience NRB's massive exposition, featuring tools and services to expand and enhance your organization, church, or ministry. From media and fundraising experts to publishers and tech companies, the exposition has what you're looking for. Also on the expo floor will be an exhibit from Museum of the Bible. Proclaim 18, February 27th through March 2nd. For all the details, visit nrbconvention.org.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper and deeper in credit card debt and you're not sure how to fix the problem? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management is a nonprofit organization that will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges and reduce your interest rates by as much as 60%. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. It's not a loan. It's a smart way to relieve your stress, meet your obligations, and preserve your self-respect. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis. 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
Imagine a politician saying this today. I have wondered at times what the Ten Commandments would have looked like if Moses had run them through the U.S. Congress. That is a quote from Ronald Reagan. He showed us through his life, his faith, and with his words that Judeo-Christian values and principles matter. You can help spread the legacy of Ronald Reagan, and you can do it by getting a Reagan email address. Right now, if you have a Gmail, AOL, Yahoo, or other big tech company email address, you help them market their service with every email you send. In return, they scan your emails and target you with unwanted advertising. Well, thanks to our sponsor, ReaganPrivacy.com, you can instead share the Reagan name with every email you send, and they won't scan your emails. They'll leave you alone. Get an email address you'll be proud to own at ReaganPrivacy.com. Your very own personal private email address is available to you at ReaganPrivacy.com. Get your Reagan email address right now at ReaganPrivacy.com.
Yeah. say there's certain things I talk about a lot. One of them is the issue of life. We live in a country where abortion is legal until the ninth month in many cases. Really disturbing. And I just think that educating people on what is happening is important because views differ on this. So today I have the good news of being able to talk to my friend Brian Fisher, who's who heads up the Human Coalition and is very active in this world of life, the culture of life. Brian, welcome to the program.
Hi, Eric. Great to be back with you. Thanks.
There's so much to talk about. I forgot to mention that you've got a book out that I had the privilege of reading called Abortion, the Ultimate Exploitation of Women. That's something you don't hear about a lot. And I hear about it a lot because my wife runs a pregnancy center here in New York, how women suffer because of abortion. It's always sold as a wonderful thing for women. And in most cases, it's a very, very terrible thing. But you never hear that. And I find it kind of sick in a culture like ours that you're supposed to have all the information, make your own choices. That message just doesn't get out there.
Well, you know, I was reminded of how poignant the message is. I wrote the book 4 or 5 years ago, but the news in the last 6 months with all these horrible sexual exploitation cases and harassment cases, which any sober-minded person has to now say is rampant in virtually every sphere of our culture, brought it back home because I thought, well, if women are trumpeting their rights and they claim that they want to be equals and men are supposedly saying, yes, we want that too, then how can it be that mistreatment of women sexually and this culture of harassment is so pervasive? I would argue that it is somehow linked to the fact that we trumpet abortion as a woman's right. When abortion became legalized, it basically removed the last bastion of protection for women not to be abused sexually by men. And here we are 45 years later discovering that not only have we killed 60 million American children, we really do not have a culture that provides equal treatment for women. In fact, the darkness of what we're seeing in the media is a further reminder we have a long way to go. I think we achieve equality when we encourage women to not kill their children, and men legitimately stand as equal partners with women in society.
Well, I mean, let's face it. If a woman is abused or the victim of sexual predation, what option does she have if she gets pregnant? It seems that she's pushed to have the abortion. And if she has the abortion, who's having the abortion? She's having the abortion, not the man who took advantage of her and threw her away. That's just something that always it's always on the woman. And so I don't know why it's been sold as a wonderful idea for women. No woman I know thinks it's wonderful that they had an abortion if they did. And I know many who did.
Well, Human Coalition works with what we call the abortion-determined woman, and there's about 1.2 million of them a year in our culture. An abortion-determined woman is somebody who many times is being coerced. She's not had a choice in the matter at all, or she has chosen abortion under some set of circumstances. And the abortion-determined woman is not the raging abortion advocate on television. This is a woman who is scared, who has been put in very difficult circumstances, many times has made poor life choices, but those life choices have been promoted by those around her, and she desperately needs compassion and grace and someone to link arms with her long term. She does not need somebody telling her the only way that you can achieve true femininity is for you to kill your child. Because I stand with you, I've yet to meet a woman or a man, quite frankly, who is post-abortive, who was happy about that decision. As a matter of fact, I've seen now thousands of times tremendous remorse and regret. We as a culture need to do better.
Well, I have to ask you about the Human Coalition, and if people want to check it out, it's humancoalition.org. When did you found this? And is that the name that it's always had? I can never remember.
It used to be called Online for Life, which is the name that some folks remember.
Okay, I'm glad you told me that because that's how I remember it, is Online for Life. That's right.
Right. Well, I founded it in 2009, and the original idea was to basically use some of our for-profit marketing backgrounds. I'm a for-profit guy. A lot of the folks that work here are from the for-profit world. and to use that technology, to use modern marketing to reach this group of women, this abortion-determined population, and then give them the option to connect with their local pregnancy center. We changed the name a few years ago because what has developed over the past 9 years is really a holistic solution. So we do use marketing to reach these women, but we discovered they have profound needs, and they need a specialized care system. And so we work with pregnancy centers, but we also invented a brand new system of care, and we own and operate 7 of our own pro-life medical clinics across the country, specifically designed for this abortion-determined woman, including aftercare. How do we provide for her once the crisis of the pregnancy is over long-term to help her move from dependence to independence? So Online for Life was a great name, and then we realized, gosh, 90% of what we do is not online, so we need a new name. And we thought, gosh, what a wonderful opportunity to remind ourselves of the beauty of our humanity and the divine spark that really brings rise to our creation. And how about the fact that if we're going to end abortion, we need to do it together as a coalition? Thus the name Human Coalition was born.
You talk about preborn children being the only class of humans in America that have no rescue system established to protect them. Why do you put it that way?
Well, you and I have access to all sorts of, frankly, government-paid and private-paid rescue systems. If we break an arm, we can go to an emergency room down the street. I fell out of a tree 6 months ago and cracked my ribs, and the first thing I did was rush to the emergency room, and they took an x-ray to make sure I hadn't punctured a lung, that my life wasn't in danger. Everything from FEMA to the CDC to police stations to the military, we have access to all sorts of systems designed to protect our lives. That's because in America, we hold our lives to be of extraordinary value because our founding documents say that that's what we're supposed to do. Preborn children is the only class of human being, frankly, in America's recent history that has no access to any sort of system to rescue them. In fact, there is a multi-billion dollar industry in place to kill them. I think at times we lose what the abortion genocide is really about. It is a justice issue. We claim it's political. It's a spiritual issue with political ramifications, but ultimately it is a justice issue. When we save a mom and a baby from abortion, we are redeeming and reconciling. We are rescuing the oppressed from a system of death, which obviously kills the child and debilitates the mother. And so when we position it that way and we say, gosh, why do we discriminate against this one people group, 1 million preborn babies a year, in an age where we are obsessed with equality, why do we as a just society still discriminate and provide no way of rescuing these children when we ourselves are the recipients of, frankly, tens if not hundreds of systems designed to protect us?
Well, and the answer to that, I would say, is that we are living at a time where a religion is being established in America. It's the sexual revolution religion, sex rev religion, that says that, you know what, we can agree on anything, but if you go awry on this issue, I will fight you. And the issue is this kind of sexual freedom license to do whatever I like with my body. Abortion is the one thing that advocates of that kind of sexual freedom. And of course, freedom has to be in quotes because it's a slavery. But they would argue that this is, if they don't have this, they can't have that. And they will not be told how to comport themselves sexually. They demand that they can behave that way. I think the culture has pushed that, you know, since the invention of the pill in 1961, that if we could only divorce sex from children, we could have, you know, use our bodies as playgrounds forever. And that's really where we are as a culture, that we're willing to do anything if it gets in the way of that, including not be intellectually honest when it comes to the equality of human life.
I was reading an article that came out this morning, and I had not heard it framed this way, but we often talk about abortion as a leading cause of death in America. It kills over 1 million children a year, as compared to heart disease, which kills some 600,000. But it accounts for about one-third of all deaths. So think about that for a second. One-third of Americans who perish every year are being killed in the womb. When we talk about sex as a god, it is a god that demands extraordinary sacrifice in the worst possible sense of the word.
Blood sacrifice. It's extraordinary. Folks, we're going to be right back talking to Brian Fisher. He heads up the Human Coalition. You can go to humancoalition.org. This is the Eric Metaxas Show.
He got the answer.
On February 16th, from PureFlix.
Samson, chosen by the living God.
A hero will rise.
He has the strength of a god. I saw it with my own eyes.
My name is Samson, and you will face the wrath of God.
Samson, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters February 16th. For tickets and information, go to samson.movie.
For unhappy timeshare owners, getting out is important, and with maintenance bills taking a bite out of your savings, now is the right time to call Lone Star Transfer to improve your financial situation. They've helped over 5,000 people get out of their timeshares quickly, legally, and ethically with a 99% success rate and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Let them help you. Call toll-free 855-551-7066, 855-551-7066 for a no-obligation consultation or visit them online at lonestartransfer.com.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. Just because it's cold outside, it doesn't mean you need to stop grilling, not if you've got the right grill, and that would be a Solaire infrared grill. Solaire infrared grills perform equally well in the cold of winter as in the heat of summer. Just like you feel warm from the sun when you step out of the shadows, the Solaire infrared burners heat your food directly, not the air around the food like conventional grills do. The intense heat also results in the juiciest food you will ever taste from a grill, gas, charcoal, or otherwise. To get the great taste, it's all about the heat. And Solaire Infrared from BestHotGrill.com gets hotter than anything you've ever experienced. Try it yourself with the Solaire Demo Program. Solaire is truly the last grill you'll ever buy. Learn more about these amazing USA-made grills at BestHotGrill.com. That's BestHotGrill.com, BestHotGrill.com.
When are you gonna come down? When are you going to land? I should have stayed on the phone. I should have listened to my own mind. Too young to be singing the blues.
Hey folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. We're talking about the issue of life. I'm speaking to Brian Fisher, who heads up the Human Coalition. Brian, you talk often about using marketing techniques and bringing what you had in the private sector to the public sector, to this issue of life in the womb. What are some of the things that you've been doing over the years? Because I remember I got very excited when we met and you started telling me about this. I thought, boy, we need more of this because we've been doing very poorly on messaging and that kind of thing.
Well, it's a great group of people here. We have statisticians and data analysts along with nurses and caregivers and counselors. So it's a very, frankly, bizarre nonprofit because in many ways it functions like a business. And I frankly don't think there should be a whole lot of difference between a nonprofit and a business. But we test our way into serving women better. We listen to them. We learn from them. And that is in when they search on the internet for abortion information. We learn from what they tell us there. We operate a call center here in Dallas, and that center is always listening and carefully learning how do we serve women better on the phones. And then in the health clinics that we own, provides another opportunity to have face-to-face interaction. And so we'll study things like what's the tonality of the receptionist? And what color should the walls be to make abortion-determined women feel most comfortable? And what sort of services do they need beyond the ultrasound or beyond a pregnancy test? Are they being abused? Are they victims of rape? Are they on drugs? Do they have a felony record? And tailoring the care through all those phases so that the woman feels connected and trusts us, because that's exactly how we want them to feel. We want to build a trusted relationship. You save the child through properly caring for the mother. And all of the elements of that can be studied so that we serve them better. It's the same methodology that you and I experience every time we walk into a Best Buy or a grocery store. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of studies have been done to determine how do we best relate to our customer so that they take the action that we think is in their best interest. The same idea applies to the abortion-determined woman. And, you know, in 2010, I think we rescued 15 children cooperatively. Last year, we rescued 2,503 children. So this process of learning means more babies, and that's sort of the business framework on which the operation is built.
Well, it's almost funny to hear you talk in this way, because it's been so rare over the years. I mean, a lot of times nonprofits, they're just kind of these little things. They bumble along trying to do God's work. And yet it's wonderful when you can bring, you know, what we call private sector skill sets to the issue. For me, the big issue is in our culture, getting the messaging out. In other words, the message of Planned Parenthood, with a lot of money behind it, some of it taxpayer money, is being pushed. Our side of the story, which I would argue is the truth, there's a lot of truth here that nobody ever hears to make an informed choice, it doesn't get out. And I, you know, part of the reason I do this radio program and do many things I want to do is I want to get the truth out, because I feel to live in a country like America, everybody should have the facts. But you're not getting the facts. You're getting sold a bill of goods. You're hearing a narrative over and over and over. That, to me, really is the larger issue, that cultural piece.
It is, and I am deeply grateful for the work that you're doing, not only for your fantastic writing, but for you carrying the water on this issue and many others, you know, every day on the show. There's two major institutions in play here, I think, church and state, and I think both of them have made a critical error. Those are the mouthpieces, by the way. Those are the institutions that really should be trumpeting the protection of preborn children and their moms. But the critical mistake is this. If we claim we're pro-life, that what that means at its essence is that we believe that life in the womb has the same value as life outside the womb. But we have to make sure that our beliefs align with our behavior. Do we behave in a way that shows that we believe life in the womb has the same value as life outside? And this is the example that I share in public, and I've shared widely with both government officials in the past year and church denominations. If 3,000 five-year-olds were being killed on playgrounds across America from a terrible disease or some terrorist attack or some sort of insane person, how would we respond to that as a church and as a state? And if we don't respond the same way to the 3,000 preborn children who are being killed every year in the womb, why? And that's a critical question. So when we talk about our government, certainly the president has made phenomenal pro-life policy changes. You know, Congress continues to lag in most areas, and most notably with its recent vote. However, while the government still funds the country's largest abortion provider, what is it doing from a practice standpoint to fund or promote life-saving agencies? In the church world, somebody asked me in an interview last week, how do you know if your church is actually pro-life? I said, look at their budget. If the church is spending $10,000 a year on infrastructure or new carpeting and they give $100 a month to their pregnancy center, I would argue that is not in line with what being pro-life is.
That is a huge one, and I know this again from my wife Suzanne, working with Avail, just trying to reach out to churches so that they know Avail exists and so on and so forth, and you realize many of them just, it's not on their radar, and so we need to tell churches that you've got to have this as part of what you're doing and talking about. We'll be right back, folks, talking to Brian Fisher. Humancoalition.org is the website. Albin.
Hey, Eric.
Hey, how are you? I want to tell you about Relief Factor.
Okay.
Can I tell you?
Because,
yes. Listen, for example, Relief Factor, we get these testimonials in here. Greg from Hawaii writes, My left knee started swelling last year, making climbing stairs and walking distances difficult. At the same time, my back, hips, and shoulders were aching, and I figured it was worth trying Relief Factor. Within 3 days, I was seeing a difference. Relief Factor is helping with almost all my aches and pains.
Wow.
A lot of people think they have to live with aches and pains, and I would say, you know, in some cases, maybe, but I would try Relief Factor. It is, how do I describe it, non-toxic. It's botanicals. You can take it all day long. This is not like taking Advil or something that you really shouldn't. It's not good for your organs, whatever. So go to relieffactor.com. Check out the Quick Start Pack for $19.95. Within a few weeks, you will know. It could be less than that, but you'll know if it works for you. But it's worked for a lot of people. Again, it's anti-inflammatory. It's something that I take every day. I recommend it. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
Learn, love, lead. That's the heart of the student experience at Bob Jones University. Discover a university that's both academically challenging and spiritually encouraging. Learn from highly credentialed faculty who share your faith and approach everything from a biblical worldview. Be challenged to love God and others by getting outside your comfort zone and giving of yourself. Grow as a leader through opportunities on and off campus. Learn more online at bju.edu or call 800-252-6363. That's bju.edu or 800-252-6363.
On February 16th, from PureFlix,
Samson, chosen by the living God,
a hero will rise.
He has the strength of a god. I saw it with my own eyes.
My name is Samson, and you will face the wrath of God.
Samson, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters February 16th. For tickets and information, go to samson.movie.
You like freedom? I do. You like money? Well, I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right, $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.claimfreedomchecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by March 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.claimfreedomchecks.com before the March 1st deadline. That's www.claimfreedomchecks.com.
I have a huge announcement from my buddy Mike Lindell, the creator, the inventor, the owner of MyPillow. The deal that put us all on the map, the very special deal, the four-pack is back. 50% off the four-pack, which includes two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. I take my travel go-anywhere MyPillow with me everywhere I go. If you're looking for a perfect night's sleep, you need the MyPillow. This is the pillow everybody in America wants to have. It never goes flat during the night. It stays nice and cool. You can pop it in the washer and the dryer and keep it nice and fresh and clean. And now Mike Lindell, the inventor of the MyPillow, has this very special offer, the one we began with, 50% off the Mike 4-Pack. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code MikeG to get the 50% off the Mike 4-Pack. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, 50% off. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG, or call 800-928-6034, 800-928-6034. Use the promo code MikeG.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Promo code MikeG.
Hallelujah, I'm ready.
Hallelujah, I can hear the voices singing soft and low.
Hallelujah,
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, I'm ready to go.
Hey there, folks, this is the Eric Metaxas Show. If you have not signed up yet for Metaxas Super, you have to go to the website MetaxasSuper.com. Please go to MetaxasSuper.com and check it out. I also want to remind you, MetaxasForHillsdale.com. If you want to get Imprimis for free, you have to go to MetaxasForHillsdale.com. It really is free. There are no strings attached. Trust me on that. I've been getting it for years. It's great. I want to continue my conversation with Brian Fisher of HumanCoalition.org, formerly Online for Life. Brian, you guys are still online, obviously.
We are, yes.
Because you've got a website, humancoalition.org. I want to ask you about the March for Life a few weeks ago. I wasn't able to go this year, and I was really sorry that I hadn't planned to be there. But what do you see when you're there? Because most people listening right now have never been. And when I went last year, I was really staggered. I said, this is one of the classic cases of the media doesn't cover something that is so huge, so much bigger and more amazing and more important than the Women's March. Here you have zillions of high schoolers and college students, almost zero coverage. So tell us, what was it like to be there?
It's tremendous. I've been there for a few years. The weather was nicer this year than in years past, so I think they had a record crowd. They don't publish the numbers, but I have to imagine it was more than 500,000 people. There's a time-lapse video going around the internet that shows the entire march, and it's just wave after wave. And it is primarily younger people. You have folks that come in on plane and train and bus from all over the country and gather together for just a few hours to proclaim the value of human life. And there's now been a number of other events that have popped up, conferences for Catholics and Protestants and others to debate and discuss these issues and to talk about how do we collectively work to end abortion politically, legally, through our community efforts. And it really is a very refreshing time for all of us that work in the movement, but also for those that are just passionate about life. And it was a thrill to be there.
I was astounded at the number of young people there. I thought, this is really hopeful. I mean, there were buses and buses of young people who had come down. They were staying in the hotels around there. I said, this is extremely hopeful for America, that young people understand what this is. I think young people have not been subjected to the propaganda that those of us who are older have been subjected to for decades on this issue, and that they have an open mind. And when you have an open mind and somebody tells you, okay, what is abortion? Well, abortion is when, you know, when there's a baby and mommy's pregnant, well, they go to the doctor and they kill the baby. You know, kids, my daughter and other kids, they kind of freak out when they hear that. They think, what? No, 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 there's no way. I think young people have an ability to perceive the horror of it in a way that, you know, when you're older, you've really been subjected to this narrative over and over and over again that you're not supposed to feel that way. You're not supposed to be horrified. You're supposed to be thrilled.
Well, you know, I've talked before. I do believe that legalized abortion, which is the worst genocide in our history, will be ended in our lifetimes. I think it's not that we're going to win. I think we are already in the process of winning. Lots of different reasons for that, but one of which is every generation, as they get younger and younger, pull more pro-life. It's because there is nothing factual or inherently good about abortion. And younger generations who have sort of been warned by the constant rhetoric are beginning to say, look, science proves it. We're human from conception. Ethics demands that we take the most conservative approach towards protecting life, not the most liberal. And all in all, abortion is just unbelievably cruel and mean. And so I think that's why the march tends to turn out hundreds of thousands of these young kids who are saying, look, the boomers sort of got us in this generation. The Xers have tried, but it's our mantle now to be able to take this up so that future generations look back and say, my gosh, I can't believe America ever legalized abortion, but thank God for the generation that ended it. And I think that generation is already alive, and I think they're doing some phenomenal work.
I have to say that the recent vote where the Senate was unable to ban abortion after 5 months, and when you realize that every civilized country, I mean, except for China, North Korea, I mean, it's a bizarre, bizarre coalition of seven countries, including the United States, unwilling to say this. Every other country has banned abortion after 5 months. It really is creepy to me that we are in that group, that the United States is in that group, unwilling to say the most conservative thing. I mean, the most basic thing. You're not saying we're going to end all abortion, just abortion after the child is just about viable. I mean, it's an amazingly simple thing to see, but the Democrats have become the party of Planned Parenthood in a way that they never were 20 and 30 years ago.
Well, I think we have tremendous pro-life, courageous warriors in Congress. I do not think we have a pro-life Congress, and there's a big difference between those two. At the same time, lots of progress is being made primarily at the state level, which should encourage us that we'll eventually get done at the federal level. You pointed to it earlier that sex is now a religion and whose core tenet is abortion. And so abortion is a religion. And those that practice the religion of abortion do not give up easier, and they have easy at all. And they have certainly infiltrated, you know, frankly, to some degree, both parties, more so the Democratic Party. And I stand in awe and pray for those folks in the Republican Party, and there are a few in the Democratic Party, who refuse to toe the line, who sit on the Senate and the House floor and continue to give great pro-life speeches emphasizing science and fact. And I do think it's just a matter of time. I think politics tends to reflect culture. We're seeing more and more pro-life legislation in states. We are seeing gains in Congress, certainly with a pro-life president. And it's just a matter of time before the religion of abortion falls. But it does take us working together and getting our hands dirty and getting into the weeds.
We're just about out of time here, but I just want to say that I'm extraordinarily encouraged to hear you think that abortion will end in our lifetime. That's something that you really do believe.
It is, and frankly, your book, Amazing Grace, was really the inspiration for that. We have one man and a collection of folks who did some tremendous justice work in one lifetime, and frankly, I think they were dealing with a more pervasive, difficult issue. Slavery was accepted back then. Abortion has never been accepted now, so it is really that book that inspired all of us to say, this can get done, let's join hands and work together and get it done.
You know, Brian, I had forgotten that my book, Amazing Grace, had inspired you that way. It's very kind of you to mention it on the air, and it blesses me more than I can ever tell you. Thank you for making that connection. Folks, we're out of time. Brian, thanks so much for being my guest.
Thank you.
Victoria Hearst. My family's company, the Hearst Corporation, publishes a magazine aimed at young women called Cosmopolitan. Nicknamed Cosmo, it contains pornography that hurts kids. I oppose this and have asked the Hearst Corporation Board of Directors many times to label Cosmopolitan adult material so that it cannot be sold to anyone under 18. But the company has refused to do it. So now I have a campaign called Cosmo Hurts Kids. I'm working with legislators, law enforcement, and community groups to have all U.S. states' material harmful to minors laws enforced against Cosmo so that it cannot be sold to your kids. The National Center on Sexual Exploitation says Cosmopolitan magazine contains pornography and is harmful to minors. American Psychological Association studies prove that early exposure to sexualization has significant negative mental health consequences for underage girls. My website is CosmoHurtsKids.com. CosmoHurtsKids.com.
On February 16th, from PureFlix,
Samson, chosen by the living God,
a hero will rise.
He has the strength of a god. I saw it with my own eyes.
My name is Samson, and you will face the wrath of God.
Samson, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters February 16th. For tickets and information, go to samson.movie.
For unhappy timeshare owners, getting out is important, and with maintenance bills taking a bite out of your savings, now is the right time to call Lone Star Transfer to improve your financial situation. They've helped over 5,000 people get out of their timeshares quickly, legally, and ethically with a 99% success rate and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Let them help you. Call toll-free 855-551-7066, 855-551-7066 for a no-obligation consultation or visit them online at lonestartransfer.com.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. A little super tramp to get you going. In hour two today, we're talking to John Rangan, so stick around for that. He's the best. But you know what? We forgot to mention earlier, before Brian Fisher, we were going to talk about Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, yeah.
Made a really ungracious comment the other day. He said that all of the late night talk show hosts are liberals because conservatives are too dumb to be talk show hosts.
Duh.
And I know we're dumb,
yeah.
But there are other talk show hosts that are conservative that are really smart. Mm-hmm. It's not like they say they're smart. No, actually, when I read that, I thought to myself, You know, I've often thought that I would like to do a TV show, a late night TV show, mm-hmm. like what Kimmel does or Fallon or something like that, probably more like what Dick Cavett does. And one thing I think is that I'm certainly smart enough to do it. In fact, you might argue that I'm too smart to do it in the sense that Dick Cavett, who's a genius, he struggled in a way because people thought maybe the show's too intellectual or something like that. So it's kind of ironic that you have Jimmy Kimmel saying something like that. I find it odd. I think that Hollywood is basically so lockstep progressive that it would be hard for somebody like me to get a foot in the door just because they can't even fathom the idea that somebody could be funny and conservative or, God forbid, born again Jesus freak.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That would be terrifying.
Those people are deplorable, Albin. Those people are deplorable.
And then think of the guests you might have.
Just think
wonderful
of them.
Wonderful top of the
Well, it is funny because people have been writing about this. I posted on Twitter and on Facebook. But I thought to myself, I would love to be on Jimmy Kimmel to discuss this with him.
That'd be
right?
terrific. That'd be fair.
I double dog dare you, Jimmy Kimmel, to have me on to discuss this with you. And I'll promise not to bring up Nabokov or Jean-Paul Sartre, because guess what? You don't know who they are. Huh? I don't know. Anyway, but it's kind of weird. Somebody wrote there are a couple of articles that were written on this that mention brilliant super conservatives like Andrew Klavan, Adam Carolla, Ben Shapiro, Dennis Prager, Steven Crowder, and somebody mentioned William F. Buckley. We're reaching back there, but Buckley was the smartest. But but Buckley's not going to do a Kimmel type show.
Right.
But I'd like to try.
Right.
Albin, I'd like to try.
I'd like to see you try.
And
I'd like to see that.
I'd like to talk to Jimmy Kimmel about it, because I do think that it is a little bit sad that he made that comment.
Yeah.
Like, I think he's just flat out wrong.
Yeah, exactly. And you could have a nice, calm discussion about all this.
Right, and then I could choke him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm – look,
what?
You always have the calm conversation first.
Then.
And then you just flip out and jump across the desk and you choke people. Mm-hmm. Is that so wrong?
No, it's not.
When you choke somebody, you always need to do it in a civil –
out of love.
You want to do it in a civil way.
Okay.
You do it lovingly.
That's right.
You choke the breath out lovingly. You're a Christian.
You do it lovingly.
But you're flesh and blood. Sometimes you snap.
Sometimes.
I'm a human being. What do you want from me? I snap and I jump across desks. But no, it is kind of funny that he said that. So I would love to I would love to be on his show and argue with him about that. I think it would be at least entertaining.
At least. Least of it.
Oh, it would be entertaining.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, folks. If you know Jimmy Kimmel, grab him by the throat. No, don't do that.
No.
Just if you know Jimmy Kimmel, tell him that that I dare him to have me on to discuss this very subject. I think he'll be stunned. And by the way, don't forget to go to MetaxasTalk.com. Sign up for Metaxas Super.
Yes.
You get so much stuff, it's not even funny. Thanks for listening. We got John Rankin in a few minutes.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.